Yo, what up? This is Generic from Animal Farm. Whenever I'm cruising online, I check out my peoples over at nappyafro.com. Make sure you do the same.
Nappyafro.com.
You are now tuned in to the bastard child of the internet podcast community. This is the Frocast episode 160. I'm your man, Saul Wright, a.k.a. Do I have an a.k.a. this week? I don't think I'm going to do an a.k.a. this week. And I'm sitting in my homie, King Germ. Say what's up to the people, bro.
What's going on, people? It's your boy, King Germ, a.k.a. Young Ozone in the building.
Young Ozone.
I looked at my kid bike and there was a name on it. That's what the a.k.a.
I thought we were going to... old hip hop reference or something. I thought we was talking about like you breaking two and shit.
I forgot about them. Yeah, Turbo and Ozone. I forgot about them.
Yeah. You know, I've been showing my old yellow ass all week, so it is what it is.
Nothing wrong breaking, man. Breaking two, which one you like better, man? One or two?
Absolutely one.
Okay. So you didn't like the Electric Boogaloo, I take it.
That shit got a little weird.
Which one was the one he was dancing with the broom, man? Is that part one? That was the first one. That was before Turbo broke his fucking leg running from jumping down the steps.
Yeah, I think that was on the second one when they doing that benefit concert.
Yeah, benefit concert. It just looked so cheesy on the second. She was in the first one. That was Ozone girlfriend. Everybody's giving him problems.
And then she came back with that group or some shit. I forget how this shit went. It got bad. A lot of those movies was bad, man. But we giving props. Speaking of bad, this whole week was fucked up. Like, this whole week in the news, in the media, is everywhere. This podcast is going to be everywhere. We appreciate how six of y'all listened to the music last week.
Yes.
I thought it was a dope episode. I got the playlist on my phone.
Some good music on there, man. I mean, of course, you know, the general had a problem with it because he's like, I personally would put songs that, you know, newer songs nobody had heard. See, that should be easy.
Jesus Christ.
That's you. Like, you, it's no fucking, you know what I'm saying, making it satisfying, this guy.
God damn.
In a show with all music and the niggas still complain, bruh. So I'm not trying to, you know, the Frocast is not for Be Easy no more, man. Fuck that, man. You know, you got your watching movies and shit podcast. Uh-oh. It needs help over there. But, you know, hey. Listen, man. Y'all got three. Y'all need to work together, man. Yeah, that's all I'm saying.
We need to go back to the days of when Saul Wright would cancel an episode. It's just nothing. Ain't no post. Ain't no episode. Ain't no nothing. We went ahead and did the music for y'all at 2 o'clock in the morning. I'm editing music together. Man. So we ain't getting paid this week?
I'm calling the Better Business Bureau. They got to pay us for work done. We don't work on commission here. We get wages.
We got to get wages, man. Minimum wage going up everywhere else. We got to get money.
Bees ain't posted that shit in the Nappy Afro office yet about the minimum wage going up. We got to stay on him about that.
Man, he running the goddamn sweatshop over here, man. It's tough.
Nigga just said, fucking's a tyrant, man.
It's tough in the streets, man. I guess we got to start with a show favorite, Sharnisha Taylor. We got to talk about it one more time.
Yes, man.
If y'all don't remember Sharnisha Taylor, she's the one who made up this story about leaving her kids in the car so she can go for a job interview.
Did you say made up the story, Saul Wright?
Well, apparently, because, I mean, she ain't doing it with the money, so...
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? That's why I said made up. Like, it wasn't real sympathy. In other words, she wasn't doing it because she didn't have no choice. She did it because she was irresponsible. So,
exactly.
So she went in there, and she got arrested and all this shit because people found the kids in the car, and motherfuckers raised money for it. It was something like $200,000 or something stupid.
It's a lot of money. It was over $100,000.
A lot of money. She ended up spending it on her baby daddy's record deal and blowing it on Gucci bags.
Not record deal.
Correction. Thank you, sir. Yeah.
He wanted for studio time to help his career get off the ground.
To record a mixtape. Because he go get his shit away. He ain't got no distribution deal. So
had beats from Dre or Mike Will made it or something? Like, what the
fuck? I don't know, dog. Who still buys studio time?
I thought everybody had a studio in their house called the internet. Like,
pretty much, dog.
Especially with all these niggas got these websites to give you free beats and viruses on your computer and shit. I mean,
I don't know. But she spent the money on that. So, she was finally sentenced She went to jail, was finally sentenced, and this is all over the money, the extra money and shit like that. She owes, or she earned more than $100,000 donation. That's what the article actually says.
Yes. She was supposed to put the money in a trust for the kids. She didn't do that, so that's why they brought her back in jail, or brought her back to court or something, right?
Yeah, and then she also didn't have any receipts for the money she spent.
Of course not. No studio has receipts.
So it was just like, fuck it. So they
said, we ain't man gonna give her a receipt for the, you know, the nigga had the QP or something, you know.
Absolutely not. You ain't getting no receipt for the goddamn,
you know, all that, you know, all the things that go on in the studio. There's no receipts for that.
It's not happening, man. You can't get receipts from the DVD man when he come in the barbershop. It's just, you know, you buy and get the fuck out of Dodge. So what she was sentenced to was 18 years of supervised probation.
God, that's what
18 years. So, now, I haven't been to jail. I don't know what handcuffs feel like. I don't know what any of this shit is. But from my understanding is that when you're on probation, a.k.a. papers, you can't do shit wrong.
Can't do shit.
So, this motherfucker can't get caught with no weed if it's illegal. Can't get caught riding with nobody with weed if it's illegal. Can't get caught with nobody doing illegal shit.
DUI, anything.
Can't run a red light. Can't get caught without your seatbelt on. None of this shit.
Can't leave her kids in the car no more to look for a job.
Fuck that job. You can't, nah, you got to get a babysitter. And so in 18 years, 18 years of doing right?
That's hard.
That's impossible.
I mean, then come to find out, if you look at the story, they said she wasn't really homeless. They said she was living with her mama and shit.
I told you, man, she made that shit up. Black homeless people ain't homeless no more.
Like I said, nobody with a young baby that young is homeless. Like,
not,
I mean,
especially not if you're a woman.
Exactly. Nobody can put the woman out. Like, you know, a nigga, yes.
Central ain't housing out here?
They gonna say, hey, yeah, you can stay here, but your baby daddy can't. You know, so that's what they gonna do. So that's why I just,
18 years.
Good luck wishing each other. I don't wish bad luck on anybody, but 18 years is hard. A long time to keep your nose clean. Especially face already in the news.
Exactly. 18 years. I don't, hey man, good luck. I don't know what else to tell you about that shit. Were they trying to be, I don't even know how to say it. I ain't gonna even ask. Fuck it. That's a long ass time. And you got two kids or three kids?
They punishing her for getting the GoFundMe money, it sounds like.
That's basically what it is. Even though we got somebody making, you know, $40,000 to make some potato salad and shit. This motherfucker makes some money and she starts spending on her baby dad. That's an investment.
Yes.
God damn it. Now, it might not be a good investment, but that's an investment. She thought maybe he was going to blow up. You know, Jay-Z got title and shit. Maybe he can get on there. And it didn't happen.
He heard about the 10% he was getting over there, all artists. He was like, yo, I need to get in on that early.
So why is that shit failing so bad?
I mean, you know, since we're going to go to the next, the title, speaking of title, Jay-Z did a B-sides concert. Mm-hmm. And I think it was all just to help, you know, the brand. You know, Jay-Z released a freestyle, which, you know, this only, I love the freestyle, but the only part I had problem with when he threw the Gray name, the Trayvon name, and the Michael Garner name. They're like, come on, Jay. Like, Jay-Z always finds a way to, you know, ride the back of something. You know what I'm saying? Of whatever's hot, tragedy, whatever. You know, shouts out to Jay-Z, because I heard him and Beyonce donated thousands of dollars to bail out protesters in Ferguson and Baltimore, you know. But still, Jay-Z, like, if you ain't speak on the shit when it was popping, don't say your shit, your little freestyle, just to garner claps and ahs and shit, my nigga. Because, you know, like, when the shit happened in your town, when Michael Garner got killed in your town, Jay, where was you at? Oh, I talked to the mayor, whoever the fuck he talked to. But I was just like, you know, Jay, come on, man. Make a little better standing there. So, I mean, this title thing, I still haven't subscribed to it. I mean, BeEzy hasn't even subscribed to it yet.
God damn.
So, you know it's a problem if BeEzy ain't sent his money into Jay-Z yet, you know, because, you know, I just don't get it. So, this title thing, I don't know. I mean, I haven't heard it. I don't know anybody with it. So
I don't either. I mean, shit, I just got the Beats. I'm with the Beats subscription thing.
See, look what I'm saying. See, you know, like, that's what, maybe Jay-Z should offer a free version to lure us in. And you know what I'm saying? Like, you can't, you know what I'm saying, offer me, you know, you just want money off the back. And I heard your service sucks. So, I mean, you know.
Damn.
But he's saying that's just what they saying because he looked like us. You know what I'm saying? You know.
Okay, you know, put it like that. I can't speak to that part of it. Like you said, I haven't tried it. I don't know.
Yeah. I don't know nobody with it.
The idea of having a streaming service sounds good. I just, like, when you're an old nigga like me, you start looking for shit that they don't have on the streaming service. And yes. then you feel like the whole shit is pointless. Yes. Like, for whatever reason, you know, don't judge me. The other day I was riding, I felt like, hey, I want to hear some MC Brains. This actually happened.
Gucci, la, 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 MC.
I actually wanted to hear MC Brains. I actually wanted to hear Brainstorming. Now, I have that album on my hard drive. But I have my streaming service, so I don't upload anything else on my phone. I don't, you know, for what? I don't need to. I got a streaming service. So I'm out in the middle of traffic, and I'm like, yo, let me play some Brains. And ain't no Brains on the fucking streaming service. And I was aggravated. To me, that's a waste of my $10 automatically. Fuck all the other millions of albums they have.
Yes.
They don't have the one album I want. Fuck that shit. I was pissed off.
At the time I wanted, yes, exactly.
I was pissed off. So I don't know how I feel about the streaming shit just yet. I think the Beats thing is cool. And another thing, because I know you've had it for longer than me. Do you get any kind of feedback, like, because you're streaming with the antenna and all that shit?
Okay, I don't have the Beats anymore because it's not free. So let's just go ahead.
So you got your free trial and you dipped.
Yeah, I was upset. You know, I listened to it to the lab. Like, it was like, yo, you got an hour left. And I was just like, damn. And, you know, I just
hurry up. 14 days?
Yeah, it was 14 days.
Nigga, T-Mobile gave me like a month.
God damn it.
But they didn't give me a countdown when it cut off. It was just off. Like, in the middle of my fucking workout session, it was boop. That was it.
Damn, it probably sent you an email. You just didn't read it.
Yeah, I got the email after it cut off.
Oh, shit.
Like, yeah, like the next day. It was like, yeah, your shit's over. So, like, goddamn. But did you have any feedback issues with it? Like, when you
sometimes it got like a little lag sometimes, and you know, I didn't complain because it was free. So I said maybe once I paid, all this shit would be, you know, smoothed out. So like I said, you know, but it was a little something, not too bad.
Yeah, I don't get out of all this shit, man. I know that some of these young kids, you know, not my niece, because that motherfucker is behind on some technology, but all these young kids got all these streaming services and listen to what they want to listen to. And how is this beneficial if you got 4, 5, 6 different streaming services that you know of? According to that list we heard a few weeks ago, it's like 170 different shit you can listen to.
Jesus Christ.
What makes one better than the other? If they're all at the same price point and they all have access to the same records.
I don't know. See, that's the thing. What makes one better? Like, whatever one use up less data. I mean, there's just less ads, you know, because, you know, Pandora's free, but, you know, the Pandora commercials get on your nerves sometimes. And, you know, but I can deal with it because it's free.
And you can only skip, like, what, 5 times an hour?
Yeah, but
and
you know.
Pandora be on that bullshit sometimes.
Oh, big time bullshit. You put in an artist, like, for some reason. Don't judge me. I listen to Young Thug radio. Reason it don't play that many Young Thug songs. They play like the two I like, and then they play a lot of, like, you know, Drake, and it's, you know, because it, you know, Pandora, like I said, you put in the range of artists, like, they play so many. Like, if I put in J. Cole, I don't have to put in nobody else, or I put in Outkast, J. Cole, or Kendrick. But I don't like Kendrick because he threw too much West Coast music on there, and I really. West Coast music.
Yeah, if you put Kendrick in there, you're going to get West Coast music. And no matter who you're putting in, you're getting some Drake and you're getting some Eminem.
Yeah, exactly. Regardless.
I don't give a fuck who you put in there.
Pandora or something.
Yeah, it's. I mean, you could tweak it, but you're going to get some Eminem and you're going to get some Drake. And nothing you can do about it. If you put in Biggie, you're going to get Tupac automatically.
Isn't it strange?
It's ridiculous.
I put in Biggie first on their play is Dear Mama. I'm just like, what the fuck?
Every time. But then the good thing about Beats is that when you log in or whatever, it gives you different playlists that you can play. Mm-hmm. So I put in, one of my artists I selected was Nate Dogg, and they had an intro to Nate Dogg playlist, which was dope as fuck. It's like 30 tracks of Nate Dogg being featured. I'm like, that's dope. I don't have to do nothing. But then when I'm looking for an album, nigga, and I don't see MC Brains, I'm upset. I'm just saying. They got Nemesis, though, bruh. They got Much For Your Bass.
Told you. I looked that one up first. I seen it. Like, looking for obscure shit. And I was like, Much For Your Bass. Oh, there it is, right there.
I was excited. I was happy about that. You know what I'm saying? So, but then that still doesn't sound the same when you playing it on a lower mastered audio track.
Yeah.
With static. And it's all bad.
It's all right. Couldn't hear it in the 415s he got in his back, man. Right. You know, it's all right. You know, still got the 415s.
I got that house speaker in the back. that old house speaker with that weird-ass grate on it. So, yeah, I don't know. Good luck, Jay-Z. I'm sure he'll make that shit work. I guess.
Be easy. Go ahead and get it so we can know what it sounds like, man. Be easy.
Yeah, let us know. Write it off as a business expense.
Yes, right. Exactly. Duh.
Shit, we got a job here. Duh. I guess in the idea of making things work, a Georgia middle school teacher was arrested. Not for just doing his job. I mean, he let the kids in the classroom, which is what you're supposed to do.
Yes, before school.
Before school. Now, the problem is that he was letting them in the classroom about an hour before class started so they could fuck. 14-year-old.
Fuck around kids. And do their homework is what you mean to say?
No. I mean, put penis in vagina.
Sex ed class is what you're saying.
No class. Just a lot of sex ed. They get a lot of extracurricular sex ed in. They're doing extra credit. You know what I'm saying? And here's the thing. He got caught with text messages.
Oh, my God.
Who's texting the teacher?
Man, bruh. Man, listen. This is a middle school teacher?
Middle school teacher, bruh.
Why are you having any... Man.
Why do you have... Like, how did that go in class? If you have any trouble, text me. How did that happen? So then now that you got the text, how did the conversation go and the relationship build to where you could be like, yo, teach, I need to borrow the classroom real quick so I can bust cheeks.
Yes.
And the teacher said, cool. Don't tell nobody. I ain't got no condoms either. That's on you. Peace.
No, no. You can go fuck her in the storage. There was a storage closet. Like, yo, women, ladies, young ladies. If a nigga trying to fuck you in a storage closet, just be like, think of yourself a little better than that. You know what I'm saying?
Hey, but they're not thinking about that. It's 14. They would have busted cheeks anywhere.
Jesus Christ.
Anywhere, bruh. 14. I didn't have sex until I was like 17. 14, I don't even know if I felt a ass or a titty at 14 yet.
Well, I can't speak for that. I mean, you know.
But were you doing the storage closets?
Nah, the first time I was probably about 12, and I didn't nut, but I fucked till I got tired and I stopped. But then I ain't get no more pussy for like 3 years after that. You know what I'm saying? It's just like, I just, you know, I mean, the first time I nutted was actually jacking off, so I was just like, wow. You know what I'm saying? That's what busting the nut is. You know what I'm saying?
So the first time you smashed, where was it?
It was at my homeboy house.
See, so even you had people, your colleagues.
Yes.
They were able to help you out. What happens to where you can ask a teacher to fuck at school before school?
And the teacher's 25, so he shouldn't have been teaching middle school, first off. He's 25. You're too fucking young. Like, we can't have these little young... A dude, like, man, that's just making all male teachers look horrible, man. Like,
Jesus. The whole Georgia school system is taking an L right now.
Yeah, because, you know, last week we had the little lady at the school, and this is the same town. That's the same... It's Stone Mountain.
Oh, I lived in Stone Mountain, too. That is fucked up.
Same lady that said, look who's all leaving. All the blacks.
Yeah, and Stone Mountain has a racist past. You can go ahead and get your Google on that. I'm gonna leave
Stone,
that shit alone.
Stone Mountain was the home of the KKK.
I'm trying to get them to use Google, bro. See?
Nah, fuck that. You know nobody uses Google.
We can't uplift the community. You know our rates gonna go down.
Hey, listen. We're just telling you. Stone Mountain, they had a KKK museum there. They might still have it there. I mean, but they also got a Tupac museum there, too, where they had, I don't know, Afeni might have smoked up all the proceeds, and it's
Stop
probably
it.
There.
Stop it.
Just saying, man. Shout out to Tupac mom, man.
Memorial Drive in Stone Mountain also has one of the dopest flea markets and a club. Is the club still there? It was a club and something else on the same lot.
Frozen Paradise.
Yeah. So, I mean, you know.
And the jail is Memorial Drive. Don't forget that.
The jail, yeah, you got to drive right past the jail before you get to the highway.
Yeah, flea market.
Yeah. Hey, you go to the flea market and get your car hooked up for about $100.
And you can get weed and everything, man. We used to buy weed at the flea market. Maybe it'd be this little Jamaican nigga there, $20.
Everything is in that flea market. I've never seen anything like it. You can get groceries.
Eats all that shit.
And if you go to that Kroger at the right time, you can get some weed. Yeah. Allegedly. I'm just saying. Yeah. Is that Kroger still there?
Kroger, yeah.
Right before the hill, yeah, man. I'm just saying. So, Stone Mountain, Atlanta. Fuck it. If your teacher, let's just say that you had the nerve to tweet this to Texas to your teacher, and they give you the okie doke, are you going to do it? Man, I feel like you got to know better.
As a middle school kid, hell yeah. But see, that's the thing. I'm not going to tell nobody. And that's the thing. I just, because wasn't it apparent of, the parent of one of the girls that was getting fucked found the text message, right?
That's how it always works. Why do people delete your tweets? Delete your texts.
I mean, it's called, you know, why are you saving text messages? I got a homeboy. He got caught up. because he don't delete shit. Damn. And it's just like, bruh, delete this shit. Like, why are you keeping it around? Like, you know, I just don't get it.
What's that little video? That kid, delete all this shit.
Yes.
Delete all this shit. What the fuck are y'all doing, man? Like, now, look, I'm not trying to help y'all get away with the shit. But I think because shit has gotten so easy for y'all to do, you're getting dumber.
Exactly.
I'm not... I can have a teacher text me right now some shit that I think is questionable. An old teacher from my middle school, and I'm not doing it. I don't trust it. Don't trust the system, man. It's basically what it boils down to. And 14 years old, you need an hour? You need an hour to sneak some ass at school. No, you don't.
These niggas be eating booty and all this shit.
Oh, they eat the booty like groceries?
And the girls telling these little niggas now they got to eat the booty like groceries, man. You know, it's different, man.
Do they even know how to wipe their ass good at 14?
Hey, look, I wouldn't trust. Listen, no, not no little dirty ass. Man, listen, and then I heard young girls dirtier than the boys.
Yeah, man.
Horror stories about people like, yo, I had to make my 12-year-old take a bath. Is she a girl? Like, what?
Nah, man. Stuff start happening. You don't know how to take care of that shit. Nah, bro. Still smelling like piss. I don't know, man.
Should the teacher be? He got arrested, right?
He got arrested, but what's gonna happen? I mean, was he black?
Of course, 25 years old. No white man. Stone Mountain. Yes, name. I think his last name was Wright, wasn't it?
But I just don't trust it. I don't think that's gonna happen.
So if you think he was giving the kids condoms, he would have been better off.
Nah, that probably would have worked. He could have wrote it off in sex ed class or some shit at that point.
Nah, man,
but he even told him he had no condoms. He's like, I ain't got nothing for you, bro. So, and by the way, his last name's Wright, but he's not related to me. I just want to put that out there because you know the people come for me. Matter of fact, his first name was Quentin, so he blacked in the motherfucker too.
Black as fuck, Quentin, right? Oh yes,
yeah, he blacked in the motherfucker too. But it wasn't me, man. It wasn't me, man.
Like, he wasn't fucking none of the kids, man. You know.
So the lady caught her daughter's text messages that she was going to fuck at the school, and then she complained that my daughter's fucking at the school. And got the boy, I guess the boy got in trouble too, even though they ain't named him yet.
Yeah, he's a minor.
And the teacher.
Right. Teacher going to take the rap, man. All he had to do was like, yo, I ain't no man. Why are you... Never leave a motherfucking... No. I mean, if anything, you know, hear my number, call me. Don't text me. These young niggas love texting, bro. Like, the other day, man, I don't know how long statute of limitations is, but, you know, I was trying to cop some vegetables from, you know, my local farmer.
Of course.
And the nigga just keep texting back and forth. And I'm like, yo, stop texting me. You're leaving a fucking black and white trail of me trying to get vegetables. Like, what are you doing? Like, you know what I'm saying? This shit is fucking ridiculous, man. So, yeah, kids love text.
I guess, man. I wish I knew how the conversation went. I don't know how you got to that point.
Yes, how cool did, like, was this like star football player or something? You know what I'm saying? Like, you was trying to be cool.
Yeah.
Like, was this kid, you know, were you scared of the kid? Like, what's going on? Like, how did you let this kid, like, yo, teach? Yo, you think I could come to your classroom early tomorrow? Oh, you need some help with math? Nah.
I'm trying to get some help with...
trying to bust some cheeks.
Bust some cheeks. Amber been giving me that look. You know
I just, you know, I can't, you know, go nowhere. And the only plan we got is here at school. Well, you know, I guess you can go in that storage closet over there. But, yeah, what? I just don't get it.
Man, that shit. Good luck. I don't even know. Who do we wish good luck to? The kids?
Teacher, I guess. Hope you bounce back. You know what I'm saying? You know.
Do we really, though? Do we really hope he bounces back?
A lapse of judgment. I mean, I don't know what you call it.
Yeah, it's bad, man. Let's get away from that story because I can't. I don't understand it. Your boy, I hate talking about this nigga, man. Lee Daniels.
What did Lee Daniels do now?
I feel like there's this age of enlightenment people are going through. And I feel like he's trying to act like he's enlightened now. Like, he done got his ass... So, Lee Daniels makes all the movies where black people look like shit. Whether it's Monsters Ball, where we got degenerate black people begging white men to fuck them, or if it's Empire, where everybody talks about is a bad stereotype for black people. Lee Daniels is in the mix somewhere when it comes to this shit. And apparently, at this conversation that they had at the Hollywood Reporter, he says that I hate white people writing for black people. Now, the problem I have with this is just 2-3 months ago, Lee Daniels was on tour saying that Monique blackballed herself for not playing ball. he famously said that if they call this cooning, then I'll coon. So be it. I'm not going to not work. Like, that's this nigga. He's the Uncle Tom of Uncle Tom's as far as it goes for this movie shit.
So that's the dumbest shit he could say. So you don't like white people writing for black people, but so in the same breath, could you say you don't like black people writing for white people?
Well, I guess, because at the end of the day, if we're writing for white people, it's still going to be policed by the people that fund it.
Yeah, okay.
So we're not going to be able to push stereotypes to a point to where there's consequences. In other words, I can't just put a white dude on TV and slap him with a bunch of stereotypes, and then a person who's watching the movie that leaves the theater has to face those consequences. That's not going to happen. But if a white person is playing those stereotypes, and I go watch the movie, and it's a nigga this, nigga that, here's a get, I'm fucking, you know, 5 million people, got all these kids out of wedlock, I sell drugs, and then I leave the theater from watching that movie that was written by a white person, I'm getting pulled over and subjected to that view of the white person that put it out there. So I get that. But you can't say, as Lee Daniels, you can't say that you hate white people writing for black people and at the same time saying that black people need to play ball with white folks to make it in this industry.
Yeah.
It's contradictory. And so as much as I like Empire, I don't think the characters are stereotypical. It's a fucking show about music, so you're going to have people that have different kinds of personalities and shit. I don't see an issue with that.
It's not like an everyday show. These people... Nah. It's not like a, you know, I can see if Blackish was all about black stereotypes and, you know, the daddy don't work or the mama works, you know, whatever. You know, I don't know what other black stereotypes are. I'm black, so I don't know what people think about this. So, yeah, but it's Empire. Like, yeah, like, Lee Daniels, man, have a seat somewhere, man. Fuck you, dude.
Have several seats, bro. And of course, he said this with a bunch of white people.
Of course. Like, what? Huh?
It's.
Yeah, you better hope your show get renewed because, you know, for third.
It's a cash cow. It's going to be back at least three seasons. At least three seasons. Like, it's the highest rated TV show, like, period, I believe.
How did that happen?
Hey, well, well, when you got black folks out there and they're doing what we expect black people to do, we're going to watch it. We got gay black people. We got drugs. We got music. We got booties. God damn it, it's a great show. Hey, man, that's what they say. That's what the streets are saying. So that's why it happened. Fuck Lee Daniels, man. Straight up. I still watch Empire. I just can't rock with his two-faced lost ass on TV and doing interviews. Fuck that nigga.
It's all right, man. I don't mean to, you know, get off track here, but I heard somebody join Twitter this week, man.
Oh, my God. Whew, where my black glove at? Man, I haven't been that bad. I was so, look, man, irrationally mad. I was so fucking mad. So, in case y'all don't know what happened, Barack Obama, the official Barack Obama Twitter happened. Was that Monday?
Yeah, it was like that. It was like Monday.
So he officially has a verified Twitter. I thought that there was already one, but whatever. And the moment he signed up, oh, this nigga finally on Twitter. Oh, get the fuck out of here, nigga. Oh.
Hey, no. The first tweet was, welcome to Twitter, nigga.
I swear to God. I'm busting out. Wookie, nigga. Wookie, boogie. This shit was like a Chappelle skit. Like, really? What kind of courage do you have at home? The president of the United States says that I'm on Twitter. This is my Twitter. Officially.
Yeah.
And you decide to type, welcome to Twitter, nigga.
He said it's been 6 years and they finally let me get my own Twitter thing. It's first motherfucker out the gate. Welcome to Twitter, nigga. Like, damn. God
damn.
Hey, can I say something? For all the rules, I read, like, you know, I got tired of reading. Now, you know, after you can only read the word nigger, E-R, like, you know, maybe 10 times before you just like, okay, god damn. But I would be scared to say some shit like that. I mean, think about it. The motherfucker's on your ass now. You know what I'm saying? I'm pretty sure, like, everybody that sent a hate tweet to @POTUS, the motherfucker's got some special Patriot Act ramifications coming on their ass.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Like, you have to at least expect that.
Something. You got to expect. I was just like, yo, like, this is crazy. Like, motherfuckers was like, they were saying some mean shit. You know what I'm saying? And, you know, I just, wow.
It's already a dude doing time for, like, threatening the president on Facebook or some shit like that.
God damn.
But this was before the Twitter.
Yes.
This is back on some Facebook shit. Like, I need to kick the... Well, I ain't gonna say it. I don't even want to recap it so that they come looking for Saul Wright. But he said he need to do some stuff to the president.
That's why I just went on the timeline, because I ain't want them to see this shit.
Hey, man, I went ahead and posted that shit, because god damn. Yeah. And I was so mad, because how are you this fucking evil? I don't get it. Like, and it'd be different if it was a troll. But it's the entire country.
Yes.
The entire country is trolling the goddamn president for getting on Twitter. He didn't do no shit. He didn't say no shit. He just said, hey, I've got Twitter, folks. Mm-hmm. And they said, man, welcome to Twitter, nigga.
Yes.
Oh, now I got to listen to this nigga. Like, what? We got to get this nigga out of office. Now he's on Twitter. I was like, Jesus Christ. Man.
Did you have something else better to do? I'm like,
right, immediately, as soon as he get onto it, should he be doing something for the country? Like,
damn, I'm, you know, like you said, I'm trying to make this the most transparent office of all time. I mean, damn, niggas like, yo, I'm trying to, you know, be with y'all common folk, but damn, y'all gonna run me back up to my nigger house.
Hey, you gotta go back to the nigger house, man. Nigger house on Google. Nigger house is the White House. We got white biker gangs shooting and killing people in Waco. 9 people dead, like 180 people arrested. They found over 1,000 weapons.
God damn.
The police knew and were there before the damn jump off happened. And nobody's a thug.
No.
Nobody's a thug. No nasty.
Good old fashioned brawl, sorry.
It was a good old fashioned brawl, man. It was just
misunderstanding.
Disagreement amongst friends.
Yes.
No National Guard, no curfew. And this is in Waco, which famously has fucked up throughout history.
So they said they had over 700 people arrested or some shit like that. 100 people arrested.
It was like 170 people arrested, 9 people dead, and over 1,000 weapons were recovered from the scene. And this is shit like off a movie. We talking about brass knuckles strapped to toilets.
Sons of Anarchy times 10, goddamn, what was
going on? Knives being hidden in mashed potatoes. Like, 1,000 weapons, nigga? This is at Twin Peaks. If you don't know, Twin Peaks is the white equivalent. Well, I can't say white equivalent, because they're all white restaurants. It's the secondary equivalent to Hooters.
Okay.
So it's just a titty-themed restaurant. Which means that you know there's only about 20 tables in this bitch anyway.
Yeah.
Twin Peaks. It's not a big spot. They found 1,000 weapons, nigga.
Damn. So that means, god damn. Well, this was a big brawl going on.
1,000 weapons. They said that there was over 2,000 or 3,000 rounds of ammunition fired in the parking lot.
Some horrible shooting ass niggas. God damn.
They were just like, fuck it, we just going in. Niggas and the cops like, were there.
Shout out that bitch.
The cops were there. That's the shit that's pissing. Like, they were tipped off, like, yo, it's about to go down at the OK Corral. They said, okay, we'll be there. And they were there. Let me get a refill on my Pepsi Toots.
Yeah.
And it broke out.
Sweet cheeks, come on over here.
Hey, Sweet Cheeks, give me another Coke over here. I need a goddamn bill over here.
Okay. Charge it to the badge.
Right. Yeah, put it on the shield. You know what I'm saying? And this shit popped off. God damn, bruh. So the conversation has been... I told you it's been a fucked up week. The conversation on social media has been, why the fuck aren't they thugs? Because it wasn't reported as thugs. They were biker gang members. They were rival biker gang members. This was a brawl. No thug. The word thug was not used.
Mm.
So after social media got a hold of it, because, you know, Black Twitter went the fuck in.
Yes.
Some of the articles were updated with the header that said white thugs, and thugs in parentheses and quotation marks and asterisks and all that shit. So they updated the header, but they still didn't update the articles.
Mm. And they put it in, they redacted it in red for you niggers out there.
Right, right.
Upset.
Here's what they think about you, Benedict Arnold. This shit was ridiculous, man. So I'm watching this on Facebook, and I posted up, and this is why we need to have Dub come back on the show, or JPM or something. Well, can't be new JPM, because he's not black, so it's not going to have the same connotation. But whoever else that we can think of that is in the military that's black. I posted up about this shit, about this country and how ridiculous this is. And I had a black military person come up and say, well, you don't understand how the National Guard works. And this is totally different than what happened in Baltimore and Ferguson. You goddamn right it is. Yeah. We're talking about a person getting killed by a cop compared to 9 people being murdered.
Yes.
Yeah, you're absolutely right.
This was a motherfucking warriors come out and play type shit going on right here, man. God damn.
And we got no National Guard, no... That's a terrorist attack, ain't it? 9 people died?
Domestic, at least.
That's a terrorist attack.
God damn. I mean, if this would have been the Bloods and the Crips brawling in the streets of L.A., I mean, what? Just imagine the storylines.
Terrorist attack, bro. And we got black people getting locked up for protesting and holding signs.
Yeah.
Locked up and killed for holding signs, getting shot with rubber bullets for holding signs and chanting, tear gas. These motherfuckers were sitting there, you saw the picture of the biker motherfuckers sitting there on their phones, probably texting their teachers asking if they can fuck in the classroom the next morning.
Yeah.
And there's no consequences.
Hey, honey, what's for dinner tonight? I just killed 2 people. put the pot roast in the slow cooker before I left. Make sure
and probably texted incriminating evidence too. Like, yeah. Hey, what's for dinner? Well, aren't you at Twin Peaks now? Yeah, but we were just out here to shoot some people in the ass. All I had was a burger. I'm still hungry. Yeah.
And I didn't even finish it.
I didn't even get to finish it because the goddamn dude died in my plate. So
look, I thought it was ketchup, but it was actually blood.
I got a shitty taste in my mouth. Goddamn organ meat fell right in my mouth. What the fuck is going on, man? That's what we saw all week. All week. We need to just... I need a music break. I need to cleanse the palate. Mm. Let's get some music in, man, because...
Music talk or actual music?
Let's get an actual song in this bitch. And we'll come back. We're going to listen to right now. This will be the next topic. We're going to listen to K-Dot and Taylor Swift. Because we're going to talk about this shit. I'm going to leave it alone. Because I was about to go into some Black Panther shit.
Yeah, and man.
Let me leave it alone.
Not today, sorry. Not today, sorry.
Not today, man. This is the Nappy Afro Frocast, episode 160 with Songwriting King Jack. We'll be back after you hit a song from Kendrick Lamar and Taylor Swift.
Coming out July. We're top 40 today.
Now we got bad blood. You know it used to be mad love. So take a look what you've done. Because baby, now we got bad blood.
I can't take it back, look where I'm at. We was OG like DOC, remember that. My TOC was quite OD, ID my facts. Now POV of you and me, similar Iraq. I don't hate you, but I hate to critique, overrate you. These beats of a dark heart use bass lines to replace you. Take time and erase you. Love don't hear no more, no, I don't fear no more. But I get respect and quite sincere no more.
Oh, it's so sad to think about the good side.
When you tried to write me off, Remember when you thought I'd take a loss? Don't you remember you thought that I would need you? Follow procedure, remember? Oh wait, you got amnesia. It was my season for battle wounds, battle scars, body bump, bruise, stabbed in the back, brimstone fire jumping through. Still all my life I got money and power, and you gotta live with the bad blood now.
Oh, it's so sad to just for show. If you live like that, you live with ghosts.
You forget, but you never let it go.
Band-aids don't fix bullet holes. You say sorry just for show. If you live like that,
your love like that.
All right, so what did you have you heard the song?
Yes, I did.
What did you think of this shit? I shouldn't say shit. I'm kind of
no. You said okay. Be honest with you. I only listen to Kenny verses. I can't. You know, I'm not Taylor Swift. It's just she don't make my type of music. So I was kind of like surprised that Kendrick Lamar. You know at this time,
right.
Him being the blackest nigga in fucking rap, like you know. You do a song with Taylor Swift. Now, the check must have been nice. And, you know, from what I'm hearing, Taylor Swift is a big Kendrick Lamar fan. She had a video where she was doing the backseat freestyle and she was rapping it and shit, you know. And, you know, Kenny is the it. He's the it guy. So I can understand why people like him. But Kenny, you can't do a song with the whitest girl in America when you're the blackest guy in America. Like, dude, you just got in trouble for, you know, asking a black woman to marry you. And now you're going to do a song with this white. I mean, I don't.
Yeah, I can't say that I listened to it enough to understand what the fuck the song was about.
Yeah, one time. I listened to it once. That's
one
it.
One time, and putting it on the show was a second time. I will say the beat is dope.
Yeah.
He rapped on it perfectly. I guess I feel like in 2015, the necessity and the need to cross over is ridiculous.
Mm-hmm.
Like, don't crossover, takeover.
Yeah.
That's pretty much fucking it. The reason that pop music was created was to define Michael Jackson's ability to cross over and bridge the gap by yes. doing his own shit. It was popular music. So, if you already, K-Dot, and you already have your people championing you, has the album gone platinum yet? It's gone gold, right?
It's gold.
It's gold. Platinum. It's not going to go platinum. So,
it's going to go platinum.
You think so? Like with 4 years or some shit like that?
I mean, let's be honest. The album had only been out like 8 weeks, bro.
Has it? It's only been that long. I guess the hype was so much.
February, March, April.
Yeah.
No, did it come? Yeah, it came out like February, so it's been like 8-10 weeks, something like that.
So he got some time. You know what I'm saying? But for us, this was our album. This is the one that we stood behind. And then you go and do some shit like this, which is very new niggerish. I mean, Kendrick Lamar is young. This is a very new nigga kind of move. I guess I feel like I wish you would just do you.
Yeah.
Which is why we loved you on this album anyway. You just kind of found your own lane. You had this album planned for a while, and fucking Mike Brown happened and shit happened, and you said, fuck it, I'm switching gears. I want this album to sound like this. And now we get a Taylor Swift song out of nowhere. Why? I understand people for the business move. Working with Taylor Swift. She still goes platinum when nobody goes platinum. I get it.
Look, she's on pizza boxes. She's saying, yeah, exactly.
She's a fucking movement. I get it. But why are you doing that movement? Like Jerm said perfectly. Why are you doing a song with the little rich white girl after you just got slandered for sticking with your people?
Yes.
The dark girl. I don't understand it. And I guess the other side of that whole thing is Sorry, shut the fuck up. I just wanted to make a song.
Yeah.
And Taylor Swift came to me with this song or however it happened, and I liked the beat and I got on it. Why is it a big deal? Should it be a big deal? Am I upset for nothing?
I mean we're not upset. We just questioning them, you know, we just wanna know the motive behind it. Like why? Like, you know, like why you couldn't do a song with Arnani? Give me some black R&B girls. I don't know.
R&B stand. Mary J. Blige.
Yeah, he already did that. He did it on the last album.
Do it again.
Yes.
Why not give it? I mean, because Taylor Swift and Kendrick Lamar have done a song before.
Yeah.
So why not do it again? Go back to Mary J. Blige. I'm sure she got an album about to come out or something.
She's but then making it around. The song sounds. It's like, you know, Taylor, she's crossing over. Like, she's not, she stepped out of her comfort zone, too.
It's not called crossing over for white artists. They just making music.
She crossing over to us?
No. They don't cross over. They just make music.
They do.
No, they just make music. White people don't, they don't have to cross over, nigga. That's the default. If I make good music and it happens to sound like rap, then you're coming to me. I'm not coming to you. I'm just saying that's how it worked. Because Limp Bizkit, they weren't crossover. We just like their music.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
So, method, man. We co-signed them.
Yeah, well, that's how it goes. You motherfucking Kid Rock, when he was doing that rap shit for a minute before he went full country, he wasn't making rap music. We came to Kid Rock.
Yep.
So, you know, Taylor Swift didn't cross over. We're crossing over to Taylor Swift's success.
Damn.
That's just how it goes, man. Yeah, as far as the rap song goes, K-Dot did his thing. The beat was dope. I just could care less. I feel like I'm anti-Taylor Swift at this point. Yeah, not because she's done anything.
It's not her fault.
It's not her fault. Y'all just make it. Y'all trying to make us like Taylor Swift, and I don't want to.
Exactly.
I don't want to. Now, I could turn around and end up like Amy Winehouse, and who's the other white lady that sings from Europe? Adele. I famously have not been a fan of their music.
Oh, no. Y'all like Adele.
Yeah, and then I turn around and listen to some of the music. I was like, yeah, I do kind of like Adele. Like, she's kind of dope.
Yes.
It's kind of dope. So this could be one of those situations where I sit down and actually listen to Taylor Swift later, and I'm like, hey, Taylor Swift is dope.
Yes, but you've heard all the Taylor Swift songs, man. If you don't like one yet, you're not going to like Taylor Swift. Like,
there you go. I'm with that. I'm fine with not liking her.
Yeah, they play all her shit. Like, you know, you didn't hear her shit while you were shopping in some fucking grocery store or something. They were playing, ever. I mean, the only reason I know Taylor Swift songs, I got 9-year-old. So, you know, she fuck with all the little white girl songs, Katy Perry. You know, she's a girl. So, you know, girls don't, you know, they don't mean nothing. They just like dumb songs. You know what I'm saying? Those stupid songs. So.
That just made me think of something. Do you watch Black-ish?
I don't.
You don't watch Black-ish. Okay. Your daughter, your son, do they go to a predominantly black or white school, or is it mixed?
It's mixed.
It's mixed. Like 50-50 mix?
It's like, man, I'm going to be honest. It's probably like, damn, 30-30-30. But yeah, it's a nice mix.
Yeah, you are in the South, so. So do you ever worry about your kids losing their culture?
Hell yeah.
So your daughter that fucks with white girls and I guess some Latinos.
I have to correct her sometimes, like, yo, you sound real white right now.
Do you?
Yes, I tell her that. Like, yo, quit talking like a white girl. You know, I tell her that so much. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, I can't stand that shit. Like, nah, you're not going no.
That's fucking hilarious. That's why I asked it.
It's just like that little, you know, I ain't saying, when I say talk white, that tone, you know what I mean.
Wow. It's fucking hilarious. You should watch Black-ish, nigga.
No, I'm going to try to watch it, man.
Like, you would love, that was the season finale, which I haven't watched yet, it's on the DVR, but the episode before that was the very same thing. His son was becoming a Republican. Oh, he was joining the Republican group, and they didn't even understand it. It's like he wants to be a representative. No, he's a Republican. He wants to be a Republican of what? What does he want to represent? Like, no, he's a Republican, and he was doing it for some chick. But the approach sounds a lot like what you were just saying. Like, hold on, you sound a little white right now. Fix that shit.
Yes.
That shit is hilarious.
She be like, stop saying that. I'm just saying. It's one thing to talk proper. I don't mind if you talk proper in English, but when you add that little tone, that little, you know. We got to stop that.
When you're not saying, hey, how you doing, sir? When you're saying, hey, how are you?
Yeah, that little,
that part of it.
You know, now listen, everybody that's black that work with white people, you catch yourself doing it sometimes.
Yeah, it's called code switching.
Yes, and it's sad that we have to do that. Like, at my part-time job, I don't give a fuck. I'm 100% nigga at my part-time job. I let them know, you know, so like the other day, nigga slipped out my mouth. And I was
Booker T and Hulk Hogan?
But the way I said it, though, I was like, yo, I don't want to be no fuck, nigga. Let me clean up this little mess I made. But I realized, damn, I said nigga in front of these white people. Like, shit.
Wait. But fuck, the fuck part wasn't the issue. It was the nigga part.
Yes. you know what I'm saying? You know, stupid people leave their food in the fucking refrigerator. And, you know, like, I it just bothers me because it's like, why you leave all these bottles of water? Like, just I throw shit away. And so what pissed me off was I was reaching to get something, and somebody had a fucking cup of Powerade in the front and not the Powerade all over the floor. And I was like, I'll just leave that shit there. But I said, I'm not going to be no fuck, nigga. Let me clean this up. And then I was just like, oh, shit. And then I caught myself. And then I was just like, ah, fuck it. Like today, I saw a new white girl, but she deal with black dudes. But I ain't want her to think that was okay. You know what I'm saying? Like, hey, I just said nigga. And I was like, oh, my bad. I didn't mean to say that. Oh, I'll go with a black dude. Nah, I said, it's not okay. I just want you to know that. Because if you say it in front of me, it's going to be a problem. You know what I'm saying?
The issue, man. Shit. That's real talk, man. But, you know, we're not the only ones that code switch. White people code switch. So, you know, I've working in the gym, working with public, when you see somebody, you meet somebody, the first most subtle way of code switching is the handshake. It used to just be hand to hand, palm to palm, shake up and down motion with your arm and you're done. Now it's the grip, thumbs interlock, I got to pull you in, do the hug, the bro hug thing, and then they got to do the extra snap and pull at the end. Like, have you seen that shit?
Yo, can I ask you a question? Why do white people grip your fucking hand so hard when they shake your fucking hand, man? Like, that is, they do the firmest hand grips. I'm like, for no fucking reason. Like, dude, I don't even be prepared for this shit. I'm just shaking your hand, and you come with this fucking vice grip, channel lock grip. I'm just like, yo, what the fuck? Like,
and imagine doing that shit with a bunch of bodybuilders around.
Oh, my God.
It's a contest.
Your man, it's popping all day long. I'm stop shaking niggas' hands, yo. I'm just going to bump fists, man. Like, fuck that. Why just germs and shit? Like, I'm talking to them germs and all that. I don't do that. Yeah, and I'm like Howie Mandel. Like, I'm like Howie. I don't do
that. But they will code switch on your ass real quick. Hey, what's up, man? What's going on, bruh? Yo, what's happening? What's popping? Like, before I even say anything, they just see the black face and like, oh, immediately, let me switch so he knows I'm cool.
Yes, don't do that.
Man, don't do that shit. Just say what you got. You know, I can understand if your what's up is unique. If you say what's up and it ain't followed by a head nod or preceded by a head nod, you full of shit.
Yeah.
That's usually how it goes. Is there's an order to the shit. And the head nod or the what's up, one is followed by the other.
Well, they try to give you a nickname.
A nickname?
Like, yes.
The first time meeting you, or?
Or just maybe.
Decide not to say King Germ. They want to call you KJ.
Like, yo, like, yeah, they'll say some shit like that. Like, oh, like my boss now. You know, I'm a little part time. Motherfucker, he always comes up with a nickname for me. And the shit is fucking ridiculous. I laugh at most of them. Because he's like, what's up, Super J? Super J?
What the fuck?
Then one day he called me Mac Daddy, nigga. Like, oh. He's like, what's up, Mac Daddy? I was like, Mac Daddy?
Like, oh, hell no. Nah.
What the fuck?
Did you check him?
Yeah, I call him Jim Avelli now, man. Since he wanted to be the man. I'm like,
but he likes it, don't he?
Huh?
He likes it, though, don't he?
He loves it. He loves it. He loves it. Like, he loves it. Like, but he a cool dude. I mean, he weird. Like, you know, I mean, he look like he a fucking predator or serial killer or something like that. But, you know, he's a cool guy. You know, he white, you know, but it's just he tried to be down sometimes. He'd come and say, like, he said on Fleek one day, and I was just like,
wow. Hey,
yeah, he's one of those. Like, you know, his kid must have said it, so he repeats everything his kids say. You know, one of those guys.
There's got to be a way to enjoy another person's culture without bastardizing it or misappropriating it. Or
It's not.
There's got to be a way, though.
No, it's not. It's all right. Unless you married a motherfucker. Like, I guess if you marry a white woman, you learn, you know, all the casseroles and how to make sweets and, you know, all that good stuff. You know, you appreciate that shit. Because I'm going to tell you like this, man. White people got the sweets on lock, nigga. On lock. We can make a cake and, you know, a sweet potato pie, a pound cake, sweet potato pie. But other than that, white people got that shit on lock, nigga. I'm talking about all the little delicious cookie cakes, brownies, scones. Like, what the fuck is a scone, nigga? But you...
This is fucking hilarious. Which, you know, what's funny about this, I was just talking about this shit last week. The only reason s'mores flavored shit is a thing is because white people demand s'mores flavored shit.
Yeah. First of all, we don't go camping. So,
what the fuck is a s'more, bruh?
Yeah, what is a s'more? Like, we made them shits in the house, but they know we ain't thinking about the campfire. No, s'more flavored shit. Oh, man.
So, what I'm saying is that, you know, when we got this is loosely tied to the shit I'm about to say. We're looking at the Best Rapper Live tournament on Ambrosia for Heads. Mm-hmm. And it comes down to Tupac versus Eminem.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
I knew Tupac was going
to came out in full effect for that one.
Yeah, we knew this was going to be Pac. But how did Eminem get here? The reason
Bang
Eminem,
Boys.
Go ahead.
Do you not understand how many fans Pac and Eminem have?
Exactly.
Like, they got the most fans ever. Them the two highest selling artists of all time. But, I mean.
And that's kind of my point, is that as much as the only thing to counter the way racist white people hate black people is the love that white people that are trying to be down have for black artists. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's the equal opposite. As motherfuckers that hate us so hard, just like the people that love our culture love us. So the motherfuckers is out here mad about shit ain't out here riding for Eminem.
No.
But the motherfuckers that love rap is probably riding for Pac instead of Eminem.
Nah, I think it's the total opposite. I just think like
white people pushing for Eminem instead of black people?
Man, listen. Eminem, for some reason, Eminem people, when you put Eminem, like, they search him. Like, that little fucking article I wrote on Nappy Afro, like, fucking 9 years ago. Like, I don't know how that shit, 400 comments. Motherfuckers, like, Eminem people come out in droves for him. He got a war, he got a beehive on his own. You know what I'm saying? Right. And his beehive is the what helped him get there. And that's just, you know, Tupac got a beehive, too. You know what I'm saying? So it's just like the stands for Pop and Eminem are the reason why them two in the finals. Like, shit. There was no way them motherfuckers gonna lose, man. Like,
there's no reason for them to keep doing this shit every year either.
Like, Eminem gonna win. Eminem will win.
He probably will. So Nas won before.
Oh, Rakim Nas
got won? Second. I think that was last year. Nas won. Rakim got second. I forget who won the first year. I think this is the third year they've done it. I feel like LL may have won 1 year. I'm not really sure. But
I mean, I just don't get it. Like, they've been doing this tournament since what, like October or some shit?
Yeah, it's been a very long, because they put every rapper in and they split up groups.
Oh my god.
So this is, nigga, we talking about African Bimbada. We talking about Run DMC. We talking about Nice and Smooth. Split. We talking about Outkast.
Split. How could you split Nice and Smooth?
Nigga, split. They put everybody was in this tournament. If you rapped and put out an album, you were in this tournament.
J. Rue the Damager was in this motherfucker.
Everybody, nigga, MF Doom, who I know the heads that listen to this show, like, MF Doom should have been there. Maybe. I don't know shit about MF Doom like that. I've heard some songs. I can't say that I've heard a full album. But MF Doom was in there. Huh?
I know he wears a mask. That's what all I can tell you.
Hey, I won't. Fonte and Big Pooh was in it. Split.
Nah, well, I was pissed that Big Crit made it farther than Fonte.
Big Crit made it farther than Fonte. Big Crit made it farther than Killer Mike.
Wayne, Big Crit rated farther than J. Cole. I was just like, yo, who the fuck is these niggas?
Hey, man, the tournament. So I guess my whole reason for bringing it up was just saying that the motherfuckers that like the culture will push. When white people like some shit, they will push it the fuck in.
Hell yes, they support their shit.
Eminem, I'm just saying, Eminem shouldn't be this far. And I feel like now, because of this tournament, I was thinking about this today. You probably haven't heard this. I am going to do a rewind review of Eminem's album. Because maybe my 4.5 was off. And maybe because I'm black right now and I feel this heightened sense of awareness, he's going to get less than 4.5 stars. It's possible.
Hey, well, just to make it even, do the Nas one too, so nobody think this was racist.
I'm telling you right now, Nas is thinking with 5. I'm not changing that goddamn score.
I tried.
That's hilarious. I guess we got to stick with music a little bit. I mentioned K-Dot doing a song with Mary J. Blige because they've done one before. Mary J. Blige is in the news recently because somehow, I don't even know the backstory of this. I'm not going to front and act like I got all the write up.
I think she was on Wendy Williams or some talk show. She was on some talk show.
She was on some talk show, and they asked her about the fucking the goddamn song. What is it? No More Drama? Is that the goddamn song?
No, it's Ask Anybody. What's the name of that song?
I thought it's called No More Drama. I thought
No More Drama was it. It might be it. It's No More Drama. Yeah, that's it.
Yeah. So the famously the line has been, need no holleration, hateration in this dancery.
Yeah,
that's what she goddamn say.
Yes.
She said that she didn't say dancery. She said dance soiree. That's what she said. S-O-I-R-E-E. E with the fucking, I don't know what the goddamn technical thing is, and I do have a degree. The
apostrophe?
It's not, but it's got a real name.
The accent mark.
Yeah.
Say that.
Yeah, just say that with the goddamn accent mark. The word soiree, which is how it's pronounced. Not siree, but soiree.
All week I've been trying to like give, you know, because Mary J. Blige is my favorite female artist of all time.
She's the reason that R&B is dead, yes.
She's not the reason.
She's the reason R&B is dead.
Come on, man. R. Kelly's the reason.
No. When Mary J. Blige came out with that hip-hop ass 411 and started doing that shit with Puff, R&B Queen died. Hip-hop,
R&B soul, you talking about that?
That's when it died, when she started doing her hip-hop themed songs.
R. Kelly was rapping before that, though.
He wasn't rapping before that.
Yes, he was.
No, he wasn't. R. Kelly's first album was all
Let me hear your body, that ooh-ah sound. So I'm your other man. So tell you something that you found another man. He was rapping. Come on, man. R. Kelly was doing it. He was doing the sing rap shit early, bruh.
Mary J. Blige killed it. She killed it. She destroyed it.
So I write hates women. I'm just going to go ahead and say it.
Absolutely not. I will not let you put that on me. Don't you put that on me, Ricky Bobby. But Mary J. Blige definitely killed R&B. Just saying, you know, if you don't believe me, just Google, did Mary J. Blige kill R&B? And there will be pages of articles.
I mean, Jodeci, you can throw a lot of people in that realm.
They were still singing though.
But look, two of them were singing. Two.
Okay, now I won't argue with that. Jodeci was
rapping. Like, they was doing a little singing, rapping, R. Kelly shit.
They still had melodies and they still had music. Mary J. Blige was not giving you melodies.
Mary J. Blige was singing on their first album.
I'm just telling you, Mary J. Blige killed R&B.
Turn the night, that was also right, reminisce of the love we had. Come on, man, she
brought
singing.
In 900 rappers.
That was a remix album, but the original, What's the 411, didn't have all them rappers on there.
She had the rap beats, though.
I think the only one on the 411 might have been goddamn Grand Poobah. He might have been the only one on there. Boom, 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 boom. But then on the remix album, oh yeah, they had Biggie, everybody nice and smooth. They had Infatuated, I'm in Love with You. Yeah, all that shit.
I'm telling you, man, just Google it. Did Mary J. Blige kill R&B? And I got a feeling you're going to get more articles than not. Matter of fact, I just Googled it real quick. And there's a whole page of this shit.
Damn. Damn. I'm just going to put who killed R&B. I ain't going to say.
Yeah, what do you get?
I'm going to say who killed R&B. Look, who killed JFK? Who killed Medusa? Who killed JR? No, R&B. Not Rebecca. Not Rita. Let's see. Who killed R&B?
See, and that's what it says. I'm looking at this post. People are saying, yeah, it was all copycat after she came out. It was nothing original. So she just started jacking beats and shit like that. Niggas is mad about that shit. I'm not mad. How did we even get here? Oh, we're talking about her saying that's soiree. So soiree means an event, a party, a gathering, private house for fun, conversation, and music. That's what it means, a soiree. You know what a fucking soiree is. Mary J. Blige says that she said dance soiree, or she was trying to say it in that song.
Maybe she just pranounced it wrong. Dance soiree. Maybe she thought it was a dance soiree because she, you know, Mary J. Blige is not known for, you know, editing and, you know, her music, because she let Lil Kim say riding on your Ninja Honda with Tanisha and Rhonda, huh? I mean, Ninja Honda, that's not a fucking bike. Kawasaki made the Ninja. You know what I'm saying? Like, so, I mean, Mary don't care. I mean, you know, Mary probably high back then. You know what I'm saying? She wasn't high back then on No More Drama. That's what
she was clean on No More Drama.
Yeah.
Oh, goddamn. So, yeah, this shit happened.
So now the next time you hear that song, are you still going to say dancery?
It's absolutely.
Of course.
Apologetically, dancery. It is dancery. Number one, I won't hear that song anymore because I don't want to hear it. A lot of Mary J. Blige, she's a victim of being popular.
Mary J. Blige reminds your auntie at the Fair Union.
Absolutely.
Your young auntie that always know the hip song. She dancing and she like having a good time. That's why I love Mary J. Blige, man.
If you watch Sweetie Pies, Mary J. Blige is the aunt or the cousin on that show.
Talking about
Monica. Ain't her name Mo? Monica, yeah.
Mo, I love Sweetie Pies, man.
Yeah, she's Mo. That's fucking Mary J. Blige, just Mo.
It'd be easy to say it hit Sweetie Pie, just so you know.
Man, stop. Wait a minute. Hold a goddamn minute. Wait.
I said, B, I said that lady like 80. He was like, man, she lied, though. I was like, man, stop, man.
I will not let you slander our leader, Be Easy.
Dog, he's also the same person that he'll fuck Helen Mirren or whoever the fuck.
Okay, now he did say he'll fuck Helen Mirren.
See, so why wouldn't Sweetie Pie be out of the rim? Come on.
I refuse to believe that Be Easy said that he would fuck, what's her actual name?
Sweetie Pie.
Her name ain't no goddamn Sweetie Pie. I forget her damn name. That's mad because I watched the shit out of that show. Robbie. Miss Robbie. Yes. I refuse to believe that Be Easy said he would fuck Miss Robbie.
Tell me, man.
Even though she did say she just released a song like when she got back in the studio that was talking about it ain't her stuff good enough.
Hey, look. It's some 40-year-old nigga knocking her down. Just want you to know this.
40? I think it's the nigga on the show, the accountant.
Oh.
Whatever his name is.
Damn.
It's got to be. What else is he doing?
Hey, am I the only one? I know we just slid into TV talk real quick, but hey, fuck it. Am I the only one? What's the little girl name? The one that Tim bought in with the big eyes and stuff?
You know, I had to pull up the show, right? Because hey. I know when I'm, well, you know I'm bad with names anyway, but hey. I know when I'm watching it.
I'm in love with her for some strange reason.
She can't even talk.
Listen, the one that something about her when she rolled her eyes. And
wait, which one? You talking about his assistant or the manager?
The manager, the one that everybody...
Oh,
that
went, no, come on, Germ.
The pushback that everybody was like, no, and the one that introduced the new clock-in system, her.
No, I gotta remember her name, because it started with an M. It's, shit.
It's, I'm
gonna look it up, goddamn, because I hate her name. She can't talk either. She got a big-ass mouth. What is her goddamn name?
Woo!
We got to find it. I refuse to let the show end without knowing what her name is or saying it on the show. Mari. That's her name.
Mari. Yeah, Mari.
How? You like her over Danielle?
Danielle just light skin. Let's be honest here. Danielle just light skin. That's the only reason why she got the job. She light skin. She don't do no work. You know, so nah. Danielle, sorry. I'm pretty sure she got a dirty house. Pretty sure. You go to her house, there's a pile of clothes on her bed. Shout out to Tracy May.
Oh, come on, man.
I mean, what do you mean? What do you mean? They say nothing? She's not going to hear this?
Damn. Shots fired.
Yeah, then, you know, then Tim ex-wife, man, and then give me Mari, man. I want Mari, man. That's my number one pick on that, man.
No. What about the other?
And she got a fatty.
With her mouth, she got a bass mouth.
Hey,
what? Sorry. I like a goddamn fish.
Sorry.
Her attitude is terrible.
I love it.
Oh my god. Over Danielle. Danielle is light skinned and don't do shit.
Light skinned don't do shit. Like there, she's like, I don't know what I'm supposed to do here. And so, Lil Charles is not gay.
How did you get to that?
I'm just looking at the cast. I'm just going down the list. And I'm just like, Robbie Montgomery, that's Sweetie Pie, then Tim, then Lil Charles. You know what I'm saying? Like, I just knew Lil Charles is gay. Yo.
Nigga, I am legit crying right now. You were just like, and Lil Charles is not gay. What did you just read?
I just read the name of the cast. I'm just going down the cast. It was just...
I'm legit crying, nigga. Oh, shit.
5 episodes of Sweetie Pies? God damn. Five seasons?
I refuse to let you move on just yet. I refuse. Oh my god, I am crying.
Tim from what? Tim spent 10 years in prison?
Yeah, bro. I don't know what the fuck he did.
What the fuck?
He did some time.
10 years?
10 years, bro.
And one of the niggas still dressed like the 90s and shit.
Hey, but he dressed in some expensive ass jeans.
Exactly. He wear raw denim and shit. Size 35, 7. He wear odd numbers and shit.
First of all, that nigga ain't nowhere near no 35. It's probably about a 50.
He's
not in no 30s, bro. That nigga's huge. He's like 6'3 and a good 300 pounds. There's no way those are no 30s. But the fact that you said...
armed robbery. Tim spent 10 years in prison for armed robbery.
I knew he did something, but goddamn 10 years? So he must have armed robbery and got away with it.
Nah, he didn't get away with it. He did. Shit.
In other words, he didn't get caught on the scene. Like, they had to do some work, and they made him pay for the work they had to do to find him. Mm-hmm. But Lil Charles is not gay. What made you say that shit?
The way because you know everybody thinks Lil Charles gay, but he not, man.
Like, are you defending him or are you just reading?
No, I was just making a statement. You know what I'm saying? I'm not defending him. I mean, you know, I thought he was gay. I found out he white, I was surprised. Like, what? Just like everybody else was. Like, what? Like, I'm pretty. When that baby came, everybody was like, Lil Charles got a baby. You know what I'm saying? But it might be Tim baby. It might be a Lucius situation.
Wait a minute. I don't remember no baby.
You don't remember when Charles had a baby?
He was talking about the goddamn dog.
No, was it?
He was talking about the dog. I don't remember no baby. No. I know that he said on different occasions that he's interested in chicks. Like, even on one of the last episodes, he said dating somebody or some shit like that. So that's where I heard. But a baby? Like a human child?
Yes, a baby.
I'm looking it up right now.
Yeah, just go Lil Charles baby. It'll come up, man.
It was a pregnancy, but I don't think it was an actual baby.
Oh, okay. Yeah, it wasn't. All right, so yeah, my bad.
I'm about to say, I could be wrong. You know, I'm probably wrong.
Oh, no, I'm looking it up now. Nah, he said, but we thought he was gay. I was like, this is on Bossa.
We know it's true if it's on Bossa. I think that they used the trailer to make it sound like he was having a kid, but it was the dog having puppies.
Oh,
that's what I thought. I don't know. I just thought it was hilarious the way you said Lil Charles is not gay.
Damn. Well,
God damn.
You're still out of you, Lil Charles. Oh.
He wears chokers and shit. Huh? Straight men don't wear chokers.
Yeah. Exactly. Oh, we got more TV talk. I just want to say, the fucking following, the last show, show Monday, the series finale. Since it got canceled, thanks to, it's all right.
Goddamn. How is it my fault again for the people?
Because you watched it this season. If you would have just waited till it was over, then start. No, you watched it while it was still running, and all of a sudden, the best season, they said ratings was down. And I was like, what the fuck?
I watched one episode.
Yes, that's all it took, man.
I saw one episode, it wasn't even on TV. I watched it from other sources.
They found out.
God damn.
Yeah, so, but, the ending was kind of cheesy, but, sorry, Kevin Bacon. Hopefully, you'll get another chance. So, that's gone. This is the time where all the TV shows gone off, man. So, we got to find some new shit.
Game of Thrones is still on?
Game of Thrones is still on. Oh, yeah. Speaking of Game of Thrones, all right, since we're caught up with the world now, we don't have any episodes floating out there. How did you feel about this last episode?
It's slowing down for me, man. I'm not happy about it.
This last episode was real slow, except for like two. Well, it was only two moments in the show that I think were, gaspy. Like, hey, let's go ahead and start it off. When Sansa got raped, well, is it rape? She was married.
We should have
knew she was coming. Like, she married to a Bolton. Like, he's gonna take the pussy. Like,
but they made her marry him. Like, she got led to that shit.
Yeah, but. You know what's gonna happen. The Bolters are known for goddamn, torturing people.
Especially that nigga's a savage.
They are, exactly. So why would you you should have been like, nah, I'm not gonna do it. But Winterfell's your home. I don't give a fuck. You know what I'm saying?
I mean, that nigga's dirty as fuck. He led her right to that shit.
Yep.
She got, he busted cheeks.
Yep. Busted cheeks. I bet you Ramsay went straight for the ass. He ain't even want the pussy. He was like, nah, I'm fucking the ass.
Oh yeah, Ramsay's definitely he's definitely a cheek buster.
Yes.
By all means. Reek was sitting there watching.
Yeah, I thought Rick was gonna at least try to kill the motherfucker. You know, redeem yourself, Rick. You know, but Rick like, yo, they think I killed her brothers, but he want to tell her like I ain't kill your brothers, like
right. But he ain't got, he literally has no balls. he ain't gonna do shit.
He got balls. He probably ain't got no dick no more. I thought Buddy just cut his dick off.
Either way, you ain't doing shit. You got no nuts. You know what I'm saying? This shit's over.
I thought Tyrion was a dead man when he got pulled over by that stone man.
Adebisi.
Oh yeah, Adebisi reared his fucking head, nigga. Adebisi. Why all the black people Game of Thrones fucking like thugs?
Hey, because that's what they think about you, nigga.
Every black person in that show has been a thug.
Well, not everyone. The one that
give me one. Give me one.
The one dude that tried to holler at Khaleesi.
He was a liar. He was a fucking scumbag.
The nigga, but he was rich. He wasn't a thug.
He wasn't rich at all. He was a fucking, he was a con man.
Hey, but he wasn't a thug. He just ain't shit.
Con man and thug all runs together. So, all right. So.
He ain't fight. That nigga can't bust a grape.
He's a paper thug. He comes with your ass. He had food. Everybody in the city think he was the richest man in the city, and this nigga was broke as fuck.
That's game. That's just game.
Okay. That's okay. What kind of mean? All that? Then you had the pirate. He was like, the only god I worship is between a woman's legs. Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. That's true. Yeah, you're right about that part. We definitely, put it that way, we don't have any redeeming qualities on the black side of the game.
Heck no.
Grey Worm is like the best representative we have.
Miss Andy.
Yeah, those are the best representatives we have on the whole fucking show.
But
Adebisi's a motherfucker, man. Adebisi came back. And I'm surprised that they let Tyrion live too. I thought it was over.
Hey, like he told him, he was like, "Hey, you cut off a dwarf dick," but he was like, "I ain't got a dwarf dick. I got a big dick." He was just like, "Yo, what do you mean? Like, you can't just, you know, tell somebody this is a dwarf dick and it's gonna be bigger than a dwarf dick." Like, no, you can't do that.
Nigga, that was the most gangster shit on the show. Like Tyrion said a lot of gangster shit, but that motherfucker said you can't just tell people it's a dwarf's dick without seeing a dwarf. And he said, "Damn, no, because it's a dwarf's dick." He said, "I don't think so."
Yeah.
Like, I'm packing, nigga. What you talking about? Hold on.
Yes. Like, I ain't got chicken nugget.
This nigga face of death was like, hold on, bro. You gonna kill me, you gonna know the truth. I'm a tripod. Ain't that what he said on Austin Powers?
Yeah.
It's like a
tripod.
It's like a baby's arm holding an apple. But yo, other than last episode being slow, what do you think of the show so far this season?
I mean, it's all right. I mean, I'm waiting for this. You know, when is the fucking jaw dropping? Like, it's only, what, 4 episodes left?
That's all that's left, man. So something got to happen.
4 episodes, we got to get a lot going. Like, somebody got to fucking die. Like, you know what I'm saying? A main character got to go. I really think Cersei going to get killed this season. I don't think she going to make it the next season. Because she didn't tumble the, she didn't weave the nice little web over there with this whole I don't know what the little people call the High Sparrow and the little whatever that little crew called.
Yeah, it's getting bad over there. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
it's getting bad.
What happened is you gonna get yourself and your son fucked up because they're gonna be like, first off, bitch, you are incestor and your son is a product of incest, which means he's not a rightful king
and so, he's weak.
Yeah, we're gonna kill both of y'all and throw y'all in jail.
That
nigga
is weak as fuck.
How you let your wife get locked up? You the fucking king, nigga.
Nigga, you're weak, man. He weak.
Say, unhand her. That's my wife.
He say shit. He just watched. Like, god damn. And so, yeah, she going down. Your boy got the grayscale now, too.
Yeah. I wonder how long does that take for it to kick in? Like, is it like, you know, is it going to cover his body in like a week or so? Or is it slowly, you know, I don't understand. Like, I don't get it.
I don't know. I got a feeling we're going to see it next episode. Like you said, there's only 4 left.
Yeah, because all the niggas grabbing him, I'd be touching all the motherfuckers. I'd be like, hey, so what's going on?
Is that how it's supposedly transferred? Like, is it contagious?
By touch. But I guess you have to be, I guess it's got to cover a certain amount of your body to touch somebody. Because, like you said, if they touch you, you get it. I thought that was all bullshit. Because when he asked Tyrion, like, didn't anyone touch you? He was like, nah. And then he's like, yeah, me neither. And I was like, maybe they were just like, oh, that was a myth. But nah, when he showed his arm, I was like, nah, that ain't no fucking myth, man. He got touched for real.
Ain't no Lubriderm gonna fix that shit, bro.
Nigga. You got, there ain't no eczema.
it's
super eczema.
Shit's going bad for you, bro. It's just going bad. We got completely off our timeline here.
You have any more topics left? So, all right, let's see.
Well, we had the NBA playoffs, which apparently, for what I've been seeing on social media, It's like the best playoffs in years.
Because, look, I don't understand. I mean, it's been some good games, but, like, we left with four teams now. We left with Atlanta and Cleveland, and on the other side, we got Golden State and Houston. Right. Now, out of those teams, you know, everybody has won a title except for Cleveland, and it's just, I don't know. It's kind of weird because it's like, it's star power. You still got LeBron James. You know, now I got this new star called Steph Curry. James Harden, he's a new star. Atlanta Hawks don't have any stars. And that's the problem. I just, you know, I guess the Spurs are gone, so everybody's happy because they were boring. But I just, I don't know. I mean, I enjoy the games. My Bulls got put out by LeBron James. And it's just, you know, I don't care. I mean, I care because I want to watch. But as far as who I want to see win, I want to see Atlanta win. But the city of Atlanta don't deserve to win. And what I mean this is, like, last week when they were playing against the Wizards and shit in that series, tickets was $20, day of the game. Seats weren't even sold out. Now they're playing that same seat, $200, and it sold the fuck out.
I hate fake-ass fans. I hate that shit so much.
Look, all the Hawks fans fake as fuck. Because I bet you, last year, nobody, you know what I'm saying? Like, at the beginning of the season, these Hawks fans, I don't think they started coming to the games until they went on this big-ass winning streak.
I hate that shit. So, as Atlanta fans in general, are they any good? Are there, like, any diehard Atlanta fans in general?
Yeah, you got diehard Atlanta fans. It's just that, like, for instance, last night at the game was started at 8:30. The motherfuckers wasn't even in the building. You need to have your fans there in the building at 8:30 when the shit kick off so you can get that little that run started, you know? Like, you want to jump on a nigga. You see how Golden State crowd is?
Yeah.
They, like, winning 20 games. They'll still be in there. You know what I'm saying? Not Atlanta. Like, y'all only want to come when the Lakers come to town, LeBron come to town. You know, big names. But y'all don't want to go see when they play the fucking Grizzlies or the fucking, you know, the Raptors. Y'all ain't come to that game. But so, it's just like, I guess the Hawks fans are fair weather. The Falcon fans are legit and the Braves fans are legit.
That's what I was about to ask about. So how many people does the Georgia Dome hold?
Like 75,000. At least 75,000.
Now, I used to be a beer man for the Atlanta Falcons.
Mm-hmm.
And I know, out of those eight games that they had at home, that we didn't have that shit halfway full.
Okay, now what year was this, all right?
Okay, so this was like 98.
98? That was Jamal Anderson year.
Exactly. This is Super Bowl. This is the Super Bowl, the playoffs years.
Damn.
So those eight games, they weren't full. That first playoff game was full of the motherfucker because they only had one playoff game at home, I think, that year. So that playoff game was full of the motherfucker. But leading up to that, they had one game with the 49ers that was really, really sold out. But other than that, the rest of the season wasn't shit. That was the Dirty Bird years.
Yes.
When shit happened. So that's why I'm asking about the fandom, because it's been a long time. Atlanta has changed quite a bit since then.
Yes.
But I don't know about the fandom now. Back then, the fans weren't shit.
When the Michael Vick experience was there, like, that, it was sold out. Like, that was the toughest ticket in town when Mike Vick was there. And when he left, you know, it kind of slowed down again, you know.
As it should.
Yeah. Yeah, then Matt Ryan came, Roddy White, you know, the Arthur Blank came, he rebuilt, he revitalized the franchise, and, you know, he got asses and seats now. So, you know what I'm saying? So, now it's a little different now, you know what I'm saying? But they had a little rough time when Joey Harrington was your quarterback. It's kind of hard to sell to people on that, you know what I'm saying? But, you know.
Joey Harrington could give away tickets for that shit.
Exactly. So, my pick is, I want to see Atlanta and Houston in the title, so it'd be like a strip club series. I just want to see, I mean, listen, that's going to be awesome. Like, players, the road team is going to lose every game because you can't, like, you know what I'm saying? It's going to happen. Like, it's going to be like, yo, I couldn't get out of strip club last night in both towns. You know what I'm saying? It's going to be crazy.
God damn.
But, you know, Golden State, I don't want them to win because Mark Jackson, that's his team. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
And, you know what I'm saying? And like, I would hate for Steve Kerr to be the one to get them the title and get all the credit when Mark Jackson is the one that put the team together.
That shit, you know, is so dirty, man.
That's the only reason why I don't want to see Golden. I mean, I have no problem. Like, hey, Wardell is my dog. He from Carolina. He represent. But I just, Steve Kerr is your coach. And, you know,
shit is dirty. But can Steve Kerr get the credit because Curry is phenomenally better?
But Mark Jackson drafted him.
Yeah, good point.
Who was a better point guard in their day, Steve Kerr or Mark Jackson?
I would have to say Mark Jackson.
I mean, I was waiting. So I was like, why is this so long? Take us all right so long to say Mark Jackson?
Well, no, I just, you know, I had to say it like that because
Steve Kerr. Steve Kerr was a hired gun. I mean, yeah. Hired gun. Exactly. Like, he didn't.
I didn't give you no assists.
Yeah, he didn't start for nobody.
No. I didn't give you no assists. I didn't give you no defense. Yes. All I do is hit the three.
I'm wide open. I'm shooting this three, bitch. That's what I do.
And Mark Jackson was a baller.
Mark Jackson was a baller. He started. New York, Indiana, where the Clippers, wherever the fuck he was a starter. You know what I'm saying? So, and like I said, he did all that. And it's like he didn't get along with management. You know, management, he like, yo, you know, management, you know, they ran him out. So, you know, I just don't, you know, that's my only my problem with the fucking Warriors. And then, but if Cleveland makes it to the finals, you got to take the whoever won Coach of the Year and give it to LeBron. You got to take it from them and give it to LeBron, because LeBron took a team that was in the NBA lottery, that won the NBA lottery last year.
Yeah.
Came in, told them to make moves, and they three games away from the finals, man. Come on, man.
I don't think people really understand. And I'm a LeBron fan. But what we're watching this nigga do is incredible.
Man.
This shit is incredible. I've never seen anybody take... Now, granted, you get a lot of people to come to your space because of the way you play. Yes. So the influx of talent that Cleveland had without LeBron could probably still make it to the finals.
No, they couldn't even make the playoffs without LeBron last year.
No, I'm talking about if all the players that came to Cleveland came and LeBron wasn't there.
They'd make the playoffs. They wouldn't make the finals.
I don't know. It'd be close. I think it'd be close. I think they got enough talented players to do it. But watching him do this shit is fucking crazy.
Dude,
I mean, you got GQ rooting for LeBron now.
GQ never burnt his LeBron jersey. He was lying to us, man. He never burned it. Never.
That nigga posted up a stat line for LeBron the other day. I was like, wow, GQ done came around.
Look at him. Akron's on GQ.
GQ came around. This is interesting. Because nigga was mad when LeBron left.
Yes, when he came back, he was like, he was like that lover that you, okay, but you said you're never going to do it again, right? Okay, well, you can come back home. And that's exactly what happened.
That's what everybody did.
Yes.
I can't blame him. The nigga's bringing up, you know, 28 points and 8 rebounds and 5 assists. I would be happy that this nigga's back, too.
He went from worst to first. Like,
you went from first to worst to first.
Yes.
Hey, that's rough. The LeBron effect is real as shit. And so someone asked this question the other day. I think it was on ESPN. If you could start your franchise, Michael Jordan at his peak and LeBron right now, which is his peak, who are you starting with?
Give me LeBron.
I don't understand why this is hard for people to admit. Like,
LeBron, he makes everybody better.
He's like Jordan with 100 pounds and 2 more inches of height.
Mm.
Why is this hard for people to understand? Okay, the jumper ain't the same. I give you that. Michael Jordan's J is crazy. But LeBron is also dunking from everywhere just like Jordan. And he's helping his teammates play a little bit better. That's all I'm saying. And so I'm picking LeBron. Right? You know, even though I have a closet full of J's, I'm still picking LeBron. Do we have any more TV talk? Because we haven't done TV talk in a long ass time, and then we get the fuck out of here.
No more TV talk. That's it. Oh, except for this. We just make that. Man, bump. This is the last little topic. It's quick. Because we've been running over time here.
Yeah.
Summer's approaching. All right. You know, a lot of people do concerts, and concerts. You know, you got your summer jams and shit. Any concerts you want to see this summer, or if you could make a dream show, who would you want it to be there?
It's all right. The guy that
three acts.
I saw Outkast performing. That shit was amazing. Even though the sound was shitty, so I would have to say Outkast.
Okay.
You
went to the Outkast the reunion thing.
It was here. They did Austin City Limits. It was a big. Austin always has music festivals.
Yes, man.
So it was their set. The day that they went on Saturday, it was what's the nigga. I can't think of his name. That was on TV. That was rapping with the Afro.
Afro Man?
Childish Gambino.
Oh.
Childish Gambino did a set, and then it was Outkast. Oh. So that's what I watched. Childish Gambino does a nice set, too.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. It's not bad. His album is a lot better live than it is when you listen to that shit. I would definitely love to see Run the Jewels or Killer Mike. Without a doubt.
Me too.
Them motherfuckers is amazing. And then I would probably... I had to think about that third one. I didn't think about the third one. Those two are definitely me. Outkast and Killer Mike or Run the Jewels. Who you got? Let me think about that third one real quick.
Man, I wanna J. Cole. Mm. Run the Jewels. Since I've been listening to the album like nonstop the past 2 months.
Which one? The second one or the first
one? Yes, the second one, man.
God damn, that motherfucker goes hard.
Hey man, I mean from the gate, nigga, from that just hey. Wow. That
motherfucker goes hard.
And let me go, J. Cole. And I'll say fucking Fonte, man. I'm just gonna
Fonte or Foreign Exchange.
I want Fonte. He can do all his shit. I still want Fonte. He can do all his shit. Fonte could give you a 2-hour show right there.
Yeah, I'm not mad. I'm just trying to figure out his solo shit.
He can do some like he can do some of his old school shit when he was with Lil Brother. Then he can bring in like, yo, I'm gonna smooth it out, so you know, get the moisture going, so you take your lady home and smash. You know, do the Foreign Exchange shit. So yeah, give me that.
Fonte would be a good show. I want to say The Roots because it's good live music. The only problem with The Roots show is when you see them motherfuckers live, the music is extra loud, so you literally have a headache for 48 hours. Mm. And the music is played faster. I don't know if it's because of the live instrumentation, but you can feel it's faster. I guess it's because it's more energy. So I would like to see The Roots, but goddamn, that's an ass kicking. Mm. You're going to be worn out. I wouldn't mind Fonte either. I don't know if I want to see the Foreign Exchange Fonte. Like, their set, from what I can tell from reading social media, is a little bit different than a Fonte or a Lil Brother set. But Sol Ray probably ain't going to do no set no way. I'm not going to no goddamn concert. I'm too old for that shit.
People don't like concerts. Well, rap concerts. People say they don't really like going to rap concerts because, you know, what's the point of seeing a motherfucker just sit there, give you the rap hands and, you know, rap lyrics to you when niggas not entertaining you? Like, yeah, you know, yeah. Like, that's why I was like, one of the best concerts I ever went to was Puff Daddy, No Way Out Tour. Like, I was just like, yo, Puff Daddy had fireworks, the nigga was dancing, he had all kind of, like, mm-hmm. That shit was high energy. I was just like, yo, this shit was dope. You know what I'm saying? Like, it was Puffy.
And that's why I like Outkast. That show was crazy. Even though I knew the songs. And I knew what the fuck was coming up. The interludes. They even did some of the interludes. But the lights on stage, the fucking chicks was twerking on stage, fucking fireworks, Stax was changing outfits. Like, that shit was dope as fuck. Gambino's was actually like a rock set. Mm. So you see him out there and the motherfucker got on some of them shorts to stop right above the knee.
Ooh.
And no shirt. So I was like, what the fuck are we watching? But the music was such high energy. He had fire on stage.
Damn.
Like, yeah, shit was crazy. So, yeah, I'm with you on that. It's definitely got to be a performance. You know, one day Nappy Afro is going to make it to a show and get backstage.
Yes.
I don't know how. I don't know when. But at some point, we're going to make it happen.
Man. Somebody will give us press passes and be like, yo, we got to let these motherfuckers in.
We're the press. We've been doing this shit for 8 years.
Exactly. Longer than some of these other motherfuckers y'all let in. But hey,
what do we know? Whoa, we're sounding bitter now. Let's not hate.
Y'all, hey, it's okay to be bitter in 2015.
Damn. Is it?
Yes.
Of course. Fuck them sites then. Yes. Give my shout out so we can get the fuck up out of here, man.
Well, first of all, I got to do my winners and my losers, man.
Oh, I forgot about that. I'm sorry.
I got two winners this week. Two winners. One winner is Dr. Brasive. You know what I'm saying? Dr. Brasive. He is a funny motherfucker on Snapchat. He's also our brother in the podcast world, brother in the internet, brother. You know, if you're a friend of Blue, you're a friend of mine. So, man, he's a funny motherfucker, man. So he's my winner this week. And GQ Blue's my other winner for putting me on to your girl Bubbles Snapchat. And, wow, GQ Blue did not disappoint. And so they're my two winners. My loser this week are the New York Knicks fans.
Wow.
your team lost 60 fucking games this year. And you really felt like 60 plus, 65, I think it was the correct number. 17-65. Your team, you know, if you would have lost the last two or three games of the season, you went out there and played for real, and you fucked your chances up of getting the number one draft pick, well, you know, more balls in the bucket. But anyway, you lucked up with the number, well, you lucked out with the number four pick, and who you get, you don't know. And so New York Knicks fans, you're my losers this week. For one, for being Knicks fans. And two, you know, just I love seeing Knicks fans, you know, upset. So that's it.
So not only did they get the number four pick, they're probably going to pick somebody from overseas.
Exactly.
Like, you only know, we only get the first two picks. And then after that, it's overseas for at least like three. Unless they pick the whole Kentucky team this year. Mm. Then all them cats go pro. It's like seven of them or some shit.
Pauly Stein, Towns, yeah, like three or four of them went pro.
And then you got old boy from Duke.
The twins, yeah, yeah, about five of them went pro.
So y'all might get a chance of getting somebody who y'all know who it is, but I doubt it. You're probably going to get some foreigner that you don't know. Just saying. Winners and losers this week. My winner is from the wrestling world, Kevin Owens, and Samoa Joe are my winners this week. Kevin Owens showed up and slammed the shit out of John Cena. Samoa Joe finally signed. Samoa Joe coming to WWE is like Michael Jordan returning and playing for the Lakers. Or some shit like that. Like, this is a big fucking deal. So, for you wrestling fans, you know, you can listen to us on the Four Horsemen. That show occurs on Sunday when you hear it. Every Sunday, every other week or so. So, for those of my winners, my losers this week, it's gotta be the fucking police department. All y'all motherfuckers. Oh, y'all, did you know that Tamir Rice was charged with menacing and public endangerment or some shit like that after he was killed? Like, you shot the motherfucker in the park and then you charged him with a crime after the fact.
So who you charging, a dead man?
Yes.
So are they making precedent now that dead men can be charged in murders and shit? Bruh. Like, you know, like, I mean, what?
This shit is going bad. This shit is going bad.
Oh, man.
This shit is going bad. So,
charged a dead man with a crime.
Bruh.
So are you going to fill his body in on his court day, or are you going to give him a failure to appear?
Bruh, it took them 166 days for her to bury her kid.
Because they was holding him in a jail cell. He was dead as fuck. And Sally was sitting in there like, yo, man, please get this dead nigga out of my cell.
This shit is ridiculous, bruh. Like, cops, I don't know what the fuck is going on. I don't know what the fuck is going to change, but we got San Francisco cops tweeting out white power and make sure you bring your pocket gun in case these monkeys try and attack. It's not a crime for you to put an animal down.
At the zoo, right? These are the zoo cops, right?
No, this is the San Francisco Police Department.
At the zoo, though, right?
In the city. Like, these motherfuckers is, like, so, yeah, for a long time. This police departments, just in general, you motherfuckers is out of hand. They're definitely my losers this week. You got shout outs this week, bro?
Man, shout out to the nation, man. Shout out to everybody fuck with us. You know, what's this? Oh, yeah, Memorial Day coming up, man. But keep it 100. Oh, my God. Fuck.
Oh, yes, please do keep it 100, bro.
Keep it 100 this week, man. I almost left you. Listen, man, a lot of people going to cookouts this week, man. People. Stop using the fucking lighter fluid to light your fucking grill, man. I've been converted. You don't have to use lighter fluid, and your food tastes better if you don't use lighter fluid. So fuck the lighter fluid. You can start your fire with a couple balls of newspaper, light that shit up. You know what I'm saying? Build your charcoal around it, it'll catch on fire, and your food will taste better. So stop using the fucking lighter fluid, people. Hate that shit.
The nigga downstairs from me that barbecues every other day is a lighter fluid junkie.
Oh, my God. You can just smell that shit.
All I smell is lighter fluid.
Nigga just like, I don't know, maybe they just like seeing hot fires and shit. I don't know. But I've been converted. And when I changed up, I even noticed that, you know how you cook on a grill, you had that smell on you. You know, that's the lighter fluid. You don't use lighter fluid, it don't smell bad like that.
Yeah, I mean, goddamn, John. I thought you was already on that.
What, you mean non-lighter fluid?
Yeah.
Oh, no. I converted, but I didn't know no better. Like, one day I was just like, yo, I ain't had no lighter fluid. So I was just like, shit. So, you know, I jumped on Google, you know, I found out different ways, and I was like, oh, shit, let me try this. And ever since then, I've been doing it that way. And I'm just like, and I noticed it tastes different. So I was making a, you know, mistake. You know, I ain't one of them niggas that boil their ribs before they put them on the grill. That's another keeper. Don't boil your fucking ribs before you put them on the motherfucking grill. That shit's disgusting. You boil away all the fat, the meat that give you the flavor, and that, you know, it's just whack. So stop that shit, man.
What? So, barbecue sauce.
Man, barbecue sauce. I usually like regional brands. I don't like no national brands. You'll never catch me with no fucking Kraft barbecue sauce. None of that bullshit. My shit got to be regional. So, you know, like Cattleman's, that's a national brand, but they got a good fucking barbecue sauce. I like the Cattleman's Gold. Then, you know, I got some, you know, Sonny's barbecue, sweet. You know, it's always, you can mix. I mix the sauce. Then I got this shit called, what's that shit called? It's, I can't tell you. What's the name of it? Fuck. It's like I can't think of the name of it, but yeah, it's mostly regional, man. I don't do the Sweet Baby Ray's. I put that on my chicken, but not my ribs. You know what I'm saying? Sweet Vidalia Onion, Sweet Baby Ray's is pretty good. But yeah, mostly just I mean barbecue sauce. You know, like
molasses-based or tomato base.
I don't care. Either way, I do a mixture. You know what I'm saying? I put like a gold one and a red one on there. You know what I'm saying? So you know, my ribs be awesome, man.
Now this is. We could get way off track, and we're supposed to end this episode like 10 minutes ago. Yeah. I've been seeing a lot of people on Facebook with this white barbecue sauce.
That's an Alabama thing.
I've never heard of it.
It's mayonnaise based.
Oh, fuck nah. Then, nah. I want to try it. No, man. I don't eat mayonnaise, so.
You one of them niggas that don't eat
mayonnaise? Hold on. What you mean?
What you mean?
Black people
ain't
supposed to eat mayonnaise.
Yeah, that's bullshit. I mean, black people you just seen with a pork chop sandwich with mayonnaise all on that motherfucker a lot.
I ain't seen none.
Mayonnaise in the cover of their mouth while they eating and talking shit a lot.
Hey, man, I'm from St. Louis. We don't fuck with mayonnaise.
I ain't never, look. It's niggas that like mayonnaise and niggas that don't like mayonnaise. You know what I'm saying? But it's not like, you know, I love mayonnaise. You know what I'm saying? Shit.
No, man, like...
French fries, nigga, they used to be...
Mayonnaise and French fries?
Mayonnaise and ketchup. You got to mix the mayonnaise and ketchup together and then dip your fries in that.
No, man. What are you talking about?
I'm talking about you take some mayonnaise, get some ketchup, mix it together, and then boom. That's basically, you know, Thousand Island dressing without the...
Oh.
That's all Thousand Island is. Mayonnaise and ketchup with relish.
I can't do this no more, man.
That's all it is.
Yes,
man.
Fuck mayonnaise, man. Let's get the fuck out of here. I know these people enjoy your Memorial Day. Yes. You got to work.
Get drunk. Don't step on no flags. And Memorial Day is not... Listen, people. Let's go ahead and get this clear now. Memorial Day is not a day to salute all servicemen. Memorial Day is a day for the dead people that lost in service. So don't be out here talking about, oh, happy Memorial Day to all the vets out there. They're dead. They can't hear you. The Memorial Day is for the dead people that serve, not everybody in the military, okay? Let's just go ahead and clear it up.
Memorial Day is not Veterans Day.
Yes, Veterans Day is for everybody. Memorial Day is for the dead.
Because you're remembering them.
Exactly.
So enjoy your extra day off if you got it. Saul Wright has to work one of his jobs. Somehow I got from an 8-hour shift to a 10-hour shift. I won't complain.
Hmm.
I'm just going to work the extra hours. Hopefully that check will be nice.
Yeah, go downstairs, get some barbecue from your boy.
I refuse.
Lighter fluid, let's get some lighter fluid ribs.
And he one of them country motherfuckers too. He has a garage on his apartment. And he has a living room set up in the garage.
Oh, so we judging now? We judging now?
I'm a legit couch, big screen TV, garage door always open, company over.
You sure that's not you weren't looking at my garage?
Damn, sorry. Germ, not you too.
Bro, I'm sitting on the couch right now.
Germ, not
hey, you know the little lights that you get from IKEA? I got them out here. I got two couches in my garage. What am I talking
about? With the big screen TV?
I bring the TV out here during football season. Yeah.
Well, as we've learned from 160 episodes of the Frocast, if Germ is doing it, Germ is other people, I'm the nigga in the wrong.
Yes.
So apparently that's what you're supposed to do. Yes. They have the living room and the garage.
But now, look, this is not my couch. My neighbor was throwing the couch out. And I was
of course, that's where you get a couch.
Like, shit, let me put this shit in the garage. Fuck that shit. Like,
that's where you get the couch. Of course.
I done fell asleep. I ain't everything on this couch. Boy, hey, this motherfucker comfortable, man.
Damn. Now, in St. Louis, I only see Pink Toes doing that.
Mm.
You know, it ain't us. And I also have to add a loser to this before we can get out of here. I have the TV that I told you about. A little over a year ago, that 60-inch TV that I got for the low. This TV hasn't been on but twice since I got it because my Xbox 360 died. So I haven't used it. There's no cable outlet in this room. There's no box, so you get no signal.
Damn.
I've been trying to sell this TV for 2 months.
Nobody want a big box?
Nobody wants it. Nobody wants to come get it. So
send it to me, so all right, I'll pay shipping.
You got that right, you pay shipping. This motherfucker's 60 inches. Shit, you got that right. So the loser is the three people that said they were coming to get this TV and pay me for it, and the winner is about to be the Goodwill because I'm giving this bitch away.
Goodwill don't take TVs with big backs. I just want you to know that
they don't take them.
Hell nah. So, I went to donate a fucking TV, and he like, oh, we don't take those. I said, huh?
How the fuck is Goodwill?
This Goodwill, y'all take everything. Like, you know what I'm saying? He like, nah, we don't take TVs with the big backs. I said, bitch, ain't nobody bringing y'all no flats in here. Like, what the fuck?
So you trying to tell me I'm stuck with this TV?
Bruh, unless you just gonna goddamn wheel that shit outside, you gonna have to get it outside and just leave it there. You know what I mean? Hey.
I live on the third floor. I'm trying to avoid that part of it.
It's all right. Well, I'm just gonna tell you like this. You better hang some shit on it, make it don't look like a TV no more. Shit.
We out here, man. It's episode 160 of the Frocast with your man Songwriter King Germ. Enjoy Memorial Day, motherfuckers. We'll holler at y'all later. Peace.
Peace.
God damn, I'm gonna have to get rid of this TV, man.
Man, I'm telling you, man, some Mexican to take that TV right now, nigga. You just gotta find him, man. Songwriter, all you gotta do is put it outside.
Yeah, what's up? This is PTZ, aka The Thriller Man, tuning in to Nappy Afro to get the hottest and honest reviews. So if you're at work or at home, you can't go wrong. Hit up Nappy Afro. Deuces.
NappyAfro.com.